Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, Pete. I got an email from you and about some working capital.
Yeah. Give me one second. Let me pull your file up.
Sure.
Who are you with and what was your name?
I'm with SMM Manufacturing. My name is Spencer.
Spencer. SNM, like Sam, Nancy, Michael?
No, Sam, Mary, Mary.
Sam, Mary, Mary, okay. Construction?
Correct.
Perfect. And you said you were interested in a little bit of capital. You know, what's your project you're dealing with right now?
Okay, well, it's not actually construction. We're in the construction field. We do a little bit of construction, but we're actually looking to bring that on for inventory.
Okay. And what kind of inventory are we looking at?
We have, I guess you could call what's it's called a chemical deodorizer, basically.
Mm-hmm. What does that do? I mean, I'm assuming it stops smells, but...
Right. Well, we basically have a patent on a chemical here that we're able to write to prevent smells and deodorize, and we actually have a warehouse here where we make it and distribute it here in, from the warehouse.
Okay. How long have you had this patent for?
The patent we just got probably about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. But you've been making the deodorizer for a little longer.
Yeah. We've been doing it now for about, since 2012.
Okay, so you've been doing it for a while, just kind of like a side project. You know, how long you've been in the industry? Like, why'd you start doing the chemical deodorizer thing? Do you have a chemistry background or?
No, my business partner has the chemical background. I'm more just the number side.
Gotcha. Do you have anything proprietary about this deodorizer that, you know, no one else can use, or it's just a combination of things that, you know, are just laying around the house almost kind of deal?
It is a combination of things. I could give you some specifics, but then I'd have to kill you.
Mm. You know, I mean? Not the first time I've heard that. So, you know, what kind of industry is it used in? You know, you do construction, but is this like for septic tanks, or is this more of like a porta potty-ish thing?
A good question. I would say it's it could be used for anything. You know, we have different types to be used. We have some for septic, for porta potties, for toilets. You know, we even have some that go in deodorants. You know, like a certain chemicals that go inside the deodorant sticks.
I don't use deodorant anymore. It gives you like Alzheimer's later in life. I'm trying to stay away from that.
Oh. Is that a fact, huh?
It's something with the aluminum in there. My mom's a big hippie. She goes on and on about it. But how much are you looking to get to, you know, bring this up to speed here?
You know, I was looking for your. What did your email say? You guys had me like pre-approved. I think up to like 250.
Yeah, well, that's you know, we pre-approved you based on the initial screening, but your DMB credit profile, and some past financing you did. I don't have your file up right now, but you did some work with the bank in our network. But anyway, the 250 was a combination of working capital and equipment, and the working capital is actually based off of sales. So we can get you the 250, no problem, but we usually tend to free up about 10-15% of top line revenue. So what'd you do last year?
Well, last year we only did around 650K.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we're on track to hit about a mil.
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, so we could free up about, you know, 100 to 150 for you, just ballparking it off the top of my head. And, you know, do you have any purchase orders or anything like that that, you know, you have to have this done by? Or?
Yeah, we need the money kind of ASAP. I do have some online orders that I need to fulfill, which is why I'm giving you a ring here. Your timing actually just happened to be good.
Yeah, sometimes I get lucky, you know. So, you know, yeah, set out some online orders. The full 100 is going to get this done, or is there going to be shipping costs involved, or what's the deal there?
Yeah, the breakdown, you know, I don't know the specific details on the breakdown. I just know that I have been in charge of trying to get this money here.
All right, no problem. Do you have you said you were the numbers guy. What's your return on investment here?
You know, our margin's going to be about 30%.
Those are good margins, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, you do have something that people need. It's either be stinky or get lost.
That's right.
How long you said you've been doing this, what, 8 years? Or no, 2012. So that's, yeah, about 4 years. I'm bad at math sometimes. But,
clearly.
Yeah. How long you been in the business there, like SMM Construction?
We've been in business since 2008.
Mm-hmm. And you said you're the numbers guy, but, you know, have you been in this industry before? Like, how'd you get in here?
Yeah, like I said, my partner kind of came up to me, asked me if I wanted to start the business with them, and the numbers made sense, so kind of dug right in.
Cool. You know, I always like to say, whatever makes money, man. But,
exactly.
Do you have any equity in the company? Who's your other partner? What's his name?
The other partner is Jim.
Jim? And is he sole owner, or do you have any equity?
No, yeah, we're 50-50.
Good split. And, you know, I know I had some good timing here, and you had some online orders, but have you been shopping around, I'm assuming, for some other financing, or did I get that lucky?
Yeah, well, you're the first person I'm calling, actually, so I do plan on shopping around.
Oh, good. I mean, you know, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Where are you planning to go shopping? You know, do you have some banks that you work with, or?
I do have, of course, our local bank that we work with, but I will see what's, you know, the best thing possible for our business out there.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense. I mean, did you go to your local bank and, you know, do you use your line of credit there? Did you ask for money that way, or just a small business loan?
No, we already have a line of credit with them, and I haven't actually applied for the business loan, so mm-hmm. I'm still, like I said, I just started, you know, you happened to email me, and I just wanted to give you a call and see what this was about.
Yeah. Well, you said you had a line of credit. You know, how much is that line for?
The line is for about $100K.
$100K. And how much you used up out of it?
About $99.5.
Ooh, okay, so you're pretty close to exhausting that line of credit. Have they said anything about it getting called yet, or?
No, not at all. It goes up and down.
That sounds like a cool bank, man. So have you ever looked into any other, you know, funding companies besides your bank, or do you have anything on the shopping list, you know, like?
Specific companies? No.
No, just, no. You're just looking around right now?
Yeah, you know, we get like a million calls a day.
Yeah, you must have a busy receptionist.
We do.
And, yeah, I mean, it looks like we're covering, you know, pretty much everything here. Do you, you know, where are you buying this chemical deodorizing ingredients from? Do you have, you know, orders set up already? Do you just need the cash and this is that, or?
Yeah, like I said, we already have the orders available or being ordered online.
I know, but where are you getting the ingredients from? Like, do you have a specific vendor that you work with to get, I mean, I don't know what's in your chemical deodorizer, but, you know, where do you buy your ingredients from?
Yeah, our ingredients come from all over the world, different parts, different places, and we make it and manufacture it here at the warehouse.
Well, where's the warehouse located?
Oh, we're located in L.A.
Okay, that's pretty close, right down here in San Diego.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come by and check out the deodorizer one day.
Definitely. It sounds like you probably need it.
Yeah, I know. That's what my girlfriend says. But what are you going to do if you can't get this loan through us here? Like you said, you're just going to go try some other companies, or can you go to the bank and apply for that loan?
You know, I can. I will. I'm going to go... probably this weekend and check it out, see, you know, what it takes. It's been a while since we applied for a loan, but if we don't get it, well, we'll figure it out.
All right.
100% sure what happens if you tell me no, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure. You sound like a smart guy, Spencer. How's your credit, though? Is it, you know, good, bad, in the middle?
Yes, the credit. Credit is good. No issues at all here.
No issues at all? Like good, like a 750 or an 850?
No, we're talking good, like 595.
Okay, I mean, that's, you know, qualified. We definitely fit into one of our tiers here.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's a little below average, but nothing we can't work with.
Oh, okay. I thought I was under the impression it was excellent.
I mean, depends who you talk to, Spencer.
Okay.
You know, I've been doing this for a while, so I kind of got a good reference point, but no, you should be fine.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, where can I send this information over so we can get this started? I know you said you wanted it ASAP, but, you know, when's the deadline for these orders?
We need to make the purchase orders probably within... probably about a week or so.
Oh, wow, a week. I mean, I don't know how your local bank works, but they're probably going to take a little bit longer than that. So I'm going to say let's get this started now and just get you approved so, you know, at least you have something to work with.
Okay.
Yeah, where can I send that info over to?
Yeah, send it to Spence at biosides.com.
Biosides.com. Did you work there before? Or, you know,
no,
you that?
that's our DBA.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's good. And the legal name's SMM. Does that stand for anything in particular? Spencer and something, or?
No, it's something in particular. It's kind of private, though.
No problem, Spence. All right, I'll shoot that over. It's just a quick application. It's like one page, super easy to do. I can even fill some of it out if you have a minute here with you. And, yeah, it's just some bank statements. And do you take credit cards there?
We do. It's online, though, but we very rarely get any purchases.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it then.
But, hey, I got a question for you. What's the rate on something like this?
Yeah, well, what we're going to do here is just qualify you for the largest amount we can, so around that 100 to 150K area, and then for the longest term, which is about 2 to 3 years, and then work backwards from there. And that way it gives you as a business owner a couple different options, because I don't know how many times a year you do your financing, but you don't want to get something now and, you know, pay for this order and then be still paying for it in 3 years, or maybe you do. Maybe you only make the manufacture your materials every, you know, 5 years or something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get you approved for the largest amount for the longest term and then play around and work backwards from there.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. First, you'll want to get you approved, and then, like, that's all secondary because, you know, if you have this coming up in a week and you're going to make 30% return on it, and, you know, you're just ordering them out and, you know, shipping them out, it's pretty much done as soon as it leaves the warehouse, right?
Correct. But I wanted to have an idea, you know, like I said, because I'm shopping around, so I wanted to see, you know, what does it typically start at, I guess you could say.
You know, I've seen them as low as 3%, honestly, Spencer, but I mean, typically you're looking around someone with your credit, time in business in that industry, probably around 10-ish, but again, I'm not going to be able to get solid numbers for you until I get the financials in, but good news is that we get an answer in about 24 hours, and then, you know, this time tomorrow we can be, you know, talking about what makes the most sense for you, if you want to do more of a 3 to 5 month loan, you know, because this is just for inventory. You're going to get rid of it and get it out and make your profit. There's no reason to take a longer term, but right. Again, that's all for you to decide, and okay. We'll get your numbers tomorrow.
Okay. What, by tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll get you in a, we can get you, you know, about 24 hours, and get you some solid numbers to play with. If you get me your paperwork, you know, right away, it takes about 24 hours to get that through the underwriters.
Okay. All right, sounds good, man.
All right, Spencer. I'm going to give you a call back this time tomorrow if I don't cut those apps in by now, okay?
All right, man. Perfect.
All right, sounds good, Spencer. Take care.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing you missed, which I don't think you really missed, but I don't know how they're grading you on this, you did introduce equipment financing.
You're right. 100%.
But
I did not.
That is the only thing I have on this list that was not checked.
So, getting better.
Getting great, man. what I really liked about it is that you really listened to everything I said, and you tried to dig in on anything that was new that came up.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's having some DM training, clearly. Because you really learn that when you're in there, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you learn how to just...
just to fucking dig in and, you know, find the need and ask questions about what they say. You know, yep. So good shit.
Man, that's good. Cool. Oh, man, oh, man, I totally forgot to pitch the equipment, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't really give you an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, but you said you manufacture it. I could have said...
Exactly, exactly. You know, so...
But I'm happy that's the only part I missed. I almost forgot credit, dude.
And you
I
did. You that's what I was like, ah, yes, the credit question. There it is.
But, yeah, I'm happy about that one.
Yeah, no, man, you did good. You sound good on the phone. You sound calm, which is good. You know, you don't sound like overexcited or, you know, like sometimes, you know, how you get on the phone where you're like, oh, okay, well, let's see, you know.
Yeah, it's if like you really caught your first fish.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you mirrored my pace here, you know, so it was good. You did a good job, man.
Thanks.
So I will write on here, I don't know, good job. And
good job, happy face.
Right?
Perfect. All right, you better watch out, man.
Watch out for what? For you? Come on now, man. No, I'm not going to let the little guys beat me here.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I'm getting too old for this shit. I just watched that last night. That's why I had to pull that one out. All right. Peace.
All right, bud. All right.